Three people died and 15 were injured as rough seas battered the Spanish island of Tenerife over the weekend. We can talk now to Joe Coley, who's a travel writer based there and owner of MyGuideTenerife.com. Joe, what happened?
It was a day of obvious tragedy, but there have been pre-warnings about the strong waves. I think the waves were about 4 to 5 metres at the time. And in the north, in Puerto de la Cruz, which is a tourist area in the north, there were about, I think, 10 people. I think they were cruise passengers that were swept into the sea when they, after they'd been standing on the breakwater watching these waves and taking photos. And a Dutch woman had a heart attack and unfortunately died. And there's a lot of injuries. And then on the east coast in El Medano, there was another guy that was found floating, unresponsive in the waters there. All in all, the day ended with 3 dead and I think 15 injured across 4 different incidents.
It's terrible. Day. Yeah, exactly. And does this type of weather that causes these surges in the sea, does it happen frequently?
It can do, especially at this time of year. It's the Atlantic swell, and it's very unpredictable. It's not the Mediterranean. I know there are deaths there, but when you compare it to the Balearics, where there's the equal amount of visitors, there's twice as many drownings here in the Canaries.
And locals would be well aware of the dangers, but visitors possibly not.
Usually it's the visitors that are less aware, obviously. But yesterday there was a fisherman that also got caught. He was one of the people that died, unfortunately. But it is usually the visitors, yeah, because they're just, they want to take the photos, but they're just so unaware of the dangers of seas like this.
Yeah. Joe, good to talk to you. And thank you very much indeed. Joe Coley there from MyGuideTenerife.com. It's 10 to 8.